Welcome to For You, the podcast with Sarah O'Sullivan. This one is for all my gals who want the tea when it comes to TikTok content and navigating your 20s.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to For You, the podcast. My name is Sarah, and I am your host. If you are a first-time listener here, thank you so much for tuning in and welcome. I hope you get something out of this podcast. It is a podcast all about TikTok marketing. We do an episode about business and an episode about a TikTok trend each week to 2 weeks. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode is a business episode, and it is all about the infamous TikTok shadow ban. There is so much kind of misconception and myths about shadow banning on TikTok, and I kind of want to debunk them and chat about what shadow banning is, why you might be shadow banned, how to get out of a shadow ban, that kind of thing. So let's get into it. TikTok shadow banning. TikTok has said multiple times on different kind of like websites and platforms that they don't shadow ban. Shadow banning is a myth and that it's not real. Now, I'm going to agree to disagree on this because I think I've been shadow banned a few times. It's when basically your views drastically drop and people aren't being shown your content in an organic way on the For You page or via search. So, if you've noticed kind of a lack of engagement, a lack of reach, a lack of views, you may be shadow banned. So I'm going to talk about how to get out of this shadow ban as a creator and as a brand and what causes it, how to know if a shadow ban has affected your account, how you can avoid a shadow ban, and how you can get unbanned. So let's talk about what shadow banning actually is. So shadow banning is basically when your account has been blocked or partially blocked on the app unknowingly. So your content won't show up on the For You page. You'll get a significant drop in likes, views, comments, engagement, reach. And then it's also a way of putting your account on timeout. So that again is going to impact negatively your reach, your discoverability. Whoa, how discoverable you are. Sometimes I can't say words. I don't know how to English sometimes. And it's going to effectively like stunt your growth on the platform, which we don't want. So shadow banning for TikTok is an automatic process done by the TikTok algorithm, and it protects users from copyright issues, spam, threats, and inappropriate content. Now, if you are someone who you think has been shadow banned, but you're like, wait, I don't post anything inappropriate. I'm not spamming people. I'm not doing anything bad for copyright or like threatening anyone. Like, why am I being shadow banned? Sometimes shadow banning is a mistake. Sometimes it can be when people report you. Now, people could report you for multiple reasons. They could report you because they really just don't like you. They don't like the content you're posting. They think the content you're posting is inappropriate for their standards. There's many reasons why you could be reported and misconductedly be shadow banned. So basically, in order to not get shadow banned, you need to follow community guidelines. There are a lot of community guidelines on TikTok. Kind of to prioritize safety and inclusion and authenticity on the platform. So there's a lot of community guidelines you can go like steer into, which could be like hateful behavior, inappropriate behavior, bullying on the platform, racism, sexual assault. Like there's so many things that go against community guidelines. So I think a lot of them that I get shown of people who think they've been shadow banned is inappropriate content. And that could be purely them looking quite young and being in a bikini, and TikTok could remove that content down or whatnot. So TikTok, like I said, doesn't like to say that they shadow ban, but I think they permanently or temporarily ban accounts from being shown when community guidelines have been violated. So a few reasons you could be shadow banned on TikTok: bullying or harassment, copyright infringement, by accident, as I said before, if like someone wrongly reports you or whatever, and posting adult content. I see this with a lot like OnlyFans creators being shadow banned because they've got to promote their OnlyFans somehow. And sometimes that gets misconducted in the community guidelines of TikTok. So that could include nudity, pornography, sexually explicit content. TikTok is a platform for a young audience. Keep it PG, guys. TikTok say, keep it PG and they'll keep you on the For You page. Bullying or harassment, you guys all know what bullying or harassment is. It is where you are bullying someone, cyberbullying someone in comments, literally face-to-face on camera, utilizing explicit content to bully someone in a certain way. There's just so many things that you can do. So just like don't bring the hate online. Just be fun, be positive, whatever. Copyright infringement. So copyright could look like trademarking. So uploading things with people's trademarking, with music or intellectual property that is not yours. So again, be original and you should be fine. And then for by accident, so I don't understand this one too much, being banned by accident. It even happens on like TikTok and I mean on Instagram. It's just so dumb. But because shadow banning is an automation on TikTok, sometimes TikTok doesn't always get it right. And sometimes your videos actually aren't violating community guidelines, but it thinks it is. So just make sure if you do think you have been shadow banned to contact TikTok and try and sort it out. So how do you know if you've been shadow banned? Essentially, your content isn't visible on the For You page or search. So make sure you get someone to check that for you. Your videos won't upload. They'll just say under review or processing, which I think has happened to me like a few times, which is really annoying. And then obviously a drastic drop in likes and views and shares. So if your content on like average gets 20K plus views a video without like having to try too much, and then all of a sudden you're getting like 300 views a video, you've been shadow banned. 110%. So make sure you have a break from TikTok. I think it's important as well. There's like not really kind of any way to fix a shadow ban, but there's like a lot of myths and misconceptions. So we're going to kind of get into that as well. So there's no secret formula how you can get rid of a shadow ban. But what I would do is, one, identify if you have actually posted something that goes against community guidelines and that may be flagged, delete it, get rid of it, start following the community guidelines if you have not. And then one way I've personally gotten rid of a shadow ban is to literally go ghost on TikTok for a week or two. So don't post, don't be liking and commenting on people's things, avoid spam like behavior, give it a break, give it a rest, and your views should slowly go back up. So delete your content, follow community guidelines, and give TikTok a break. That might be really hard to kind of give TikTok a break if it's something that you are on a lot or all the time, but it is important to kind of give TikTok that chance to reset your account and whatnot, and then start putting up the views on your platform again, because there's nothing worse, especially if you are a creator, then your views dropping, because that means you're going to lose brand deals. It means your engagement's going to drop. It means your reach is going to drop. It means your growth is going to be stunted because you're not being shown to the world. And then as a business, same goes. You don't want someone coming to your account. You're usually getting so many views, then you're not. And it's just like, is this trustable? Is it authentic? Whatnot. So make sure you are being aware of what you could be doing to get rid of that shadow ban, and make sure you don't get into that shadow ban in the first place. Keep it simple. Keep it PG on TikTok. Keep TikTok as a nice place, not a hateful place. Just be like a nice human. It's really not that freaking hard to be nice, to be honest with you. But Yeah, they would be kind of like my tips on shadow banning and what the shadow ban is and kind of how to get rid of it. This was a quick little mini episode about shadow banning, as there have been so many questions about it. So I hope this helped answer some of your questions. If you have any more questions about the infamous shadow ban, whether or not it's real or not, I don't know. We need to kind of debunk that as a whole. If TikTok wants to tell us, that would be amazing. If anyone is listening to this that works at TikTok, is shadow banning real? Is shadow banning not real? Please tell me, because I would love to know. But yeah, that's kind of my take on it. And there are so many articles online that you can read. Later, Blog does an amazing article, and Hootsuite as well. They have a really great blog about TikTok. So check it out if you can. But I will let you all go. Have an amazing day. I will speak to you all in the next episode. Again, I say this at the end of every episode, but if you could like, subscribe, rate the podcast, I would really love that. Download the episode, because it really helps with reach. As this is a new podcast and I am trying to grow it. So I appreciate you all so much. I leave the links in the show notes below for where you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, where you can find For You the podcast, and also where you can find For You Social Studio, which is my business where I offer social media services and management and consultancy. So if that's something that you need to check out as a brand or business, please hit me up, because I'm currently taking on new clients and I look forward to working with you very much. Have an amazing day. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll speak to you all in the next episode. Bye.